I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. The nuclear crisis developing in Japan's quake-damaged Fukushima power complex is complicating relief. Baptist Global Response Jeff Palmer explains.
We've looked at plans for helping in the earthquake areas. The tsunami areas are fairly well closed to private volunteer organizations. The Japanese government is handling that. And on top of that, those are in the radiation areas.
Because of this, they're focusing on non-coastal areas where people need food and shelter. But they've also got another view.
We will respond and help people where they are hurting. At the same time, we'll also offer them a hope that's found in Jesus Christ.
Meanwhile, the emotional and spiritual effects of the disaster are starting to show in people all over Japan. Everyone's affected. We spoke with Steve Bond of the Evangelical Alliance Mission, or team.
They need to just talk. They're scared. And they don't know when the next big earthquake's going to come in their area. They don't know about the nuclear reactor that nationwide is going to give Christians opportunities to share the love of Christ with people who are going to feel needier and more insecure than they ever have, possibly, no matter where they are in Japan.
And Christian Resources International's John Lowry says they're hitting the road to collect Bibles and books.
In June, I will be heading all the way west cross-country up to Washington State to do the Pacific side of the country. And then in October, we'll be heading out east and going all the way out to Maine. But the most immediate one that we'd like folks to be aware of is that we will be in several locations across North Carolina later this month.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can get the free HCJB Global Voice and Hands 2-Pack, which features a DVD and a 30-day prayer guide. It'll help you pray for your household and households in the Muslim world. Get yours by calling 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link. It's at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.